Part 1. Gifts. Cultivate the God-given gifts in others. Chapter 1. Answering the Why question. What's the strategy for developing leaders in your church? Every leader should be able to answer this question in 30 seconds or less. As I travel, teach, and train around North America, I find that most church leaders struggle to answer this question. In fact, when I ask church leaders this question, I generally get one of two responses. Some are honest and say that they don't have one, while others claim their process for developing leaders is organic, which you and I both know means they don't have one. This book is all about helping you, as a leader, answer this question with clarity and conviction. I want to help you build an intentional leadership development strategy that fits your people and your context. Long before we get to questions of what and how, we must begin with the question of why. Why do you want to develop leaders in the first place? I know that may sound like a ridiculous question, but your answer to this question may reveal why you're not getting the results you want in the area of leadership development. In early 1997, my wife Cindy and I planted a church in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It was an amazing experience right from the beginning. Our little core group of 12 quickly grew to 50, then 70. And by the end of the year, we had more than 200 people attending weekend services. But the exciting part was seeing people who had never or rarely been to church surrendering their lives to Christ. In fact, in October of that year, we baptized more than 60 people. We loved the adventure of getting into the messiness of people's lives and seeing Christ bring transformation. But it also led to a big problem. We had a great number of new believers, but not enough mature believers to disciple them. To be honest, if someone had asked me at that point why I wanted to develop leaders, I would have laughed at them and simply told them because we didn't have enough. I had never considered there might be a better answer to that question. Most leaders would probably answer that question the way I did. When they look at the needs of their church, they see a shortage of leaders, which is hindering their mission and overloading their staff. This is probably the most common reason churches attempt to create a plan for leadership development. The current leaders can't get everything done. Their span of care is unhealthy, and the quality of the various ministries is suffering. In brief, there is a leadership shortage. And leadership development is the means of addressing this massive problem. But there's a problem with this answer. When we are driven by the pain of our problem, we are prone to create short-term strategies that get a new batch of leaders in our pipeline quickly. Churches with this mentality find themselves in a start-stop cycle. They focus on leadership development for a season, have inconsequential results, then go back to neglecting it again. Later, the pain resurfaces, so the church resuscitates their leadership development efforts once again. Many churches approach leadership development as a necessary evil to address the symptoms caused by a lack of leaders. Leadership